Hi, I'm Steve Westerly, and this is Beneficial Intelligence, a new weekly podcast with stories and pragmatic information for CIOs and other IT leaders. This week, data hoarding. You are storing too much data, just like everybody else. We're hearing that data is the new oil. This is the prime resource that you need to gather a lot of, because you need to train your artificial intelligence in order to survive. And to train an artificial intelligence, we know, needs a lot of data. The problem with the oil metaphor is that it leads us down a wrong path. Metaphors can be useful, but if you take a wrong metaphor, it will give you wrong guidance. And the whole idea of comparing things to oil doesn't work. Now, for one thing, oil isn't really a positive comparison these days, where we want to move away from fossil fuels. But the problem lies deeper here, in that the metaphor actually has four different problems that will lead you astray. First one is, data is not fungible like oil is. Now, that's a new word that has entered our vocabulary with NFTs, non-fungible tokens. When something is fungible, it means you can replace one with another. A non-fungible token means that you cannot replace it. An NFT is the right to a specific digital artwork. You cannot replace that with another NFT. It is non-fungible. Whereas a Bitcoin is fungible. You can pay with this Bitcoin or that Bitcoin. It doesn't matter. Oil is fungible. This barrel of oil, that barrel of oil, doesn't matter. Data is not fungible. There is this record and there is that record, and they are not replaceable. So just hoarding data with this image of the more the better doesn't make sense, because your data is not fungible. Second is, even when you're looking at the same data, you have diminishing returns. If someone has 10 million barrels of oil, they have exactly 10 times the value of someone who has 1 million barrels of oil. But if someone has 100 million transaction records, they don't have 100 times the value of someone who has 1 million transaction records. There is a decreasing additional value in gathering more data. You do need a certain minimum. It took Google 10 million images to train their AI to recognize a cat. So you do need a sufficient number of records, but you don't need billions. And there is a diminishing return to just keep on adding more records. Third, we know how to refine oil. We don't know how to refine data. Humans have been refining oil for more than 2,000 years. The old Chinese actually knew to heat up crude oil and get some petroleum products out of it. And if you decide to build an oil refinery, you can just hire the best petroleum engineers and they will build you a refinery that is just as good as the next one. Because we know this technology. It is reproducible. We can build another oil refinery and another oil refinery, and everybody knows how it's done. Data refining is something that we just don't know how to do. We will train an AI. Some organizations have success. Most haven't. And we don't know how. So if you take a bunch of data, you hire the best data scientist, that is no guarantee that you'll get anything useful out of it. So the process for extracting the value from the data is completely unknown. We are simply in an early stage. We cannot reliably extract knowledge from data. So that's the third way where the oil metaphor doesn't work for us. The fourth one is the value density. Oil is very valuable. When you take a standard 42-gallon barrel of oil, you can actually refine 45 gallons of useful products out of it. Of course, it doesn't. Nothing appears out of thin air. It's just because the specific gravity of some of the products is lower, so it takes up more space. But all of it is used. Whereas data, does not have a lot of value. You need a lot of data to extract just a little bit of value. And most of your records are actually useless. They do not provide any value. So the idea of oil is where you can take a barrel of oil and create useful products out of all of it. It does not apply to data. If you take a bunch of data, you will be able to extract useful value out of very, very little of it. So gathering data in the hope of extracting knowledge from it or value from it is putting the cart in front of the horse. The right way to work with data is to identify some business objective and then formulate a hypothesis. You have an idea about how your data will provide value for you. When you have that, both the business objective you're looking for and the hypothesis how data might help you, then you gather some data, you clean it, you process it, and if you're able to prove your hypothesis, if you can actually realize the value that you were looking for at a reasonable cost, then you put that project into production. You start gathering this data, gathering it, cleaning it, processing it, learning from it on a regular basis. If you're not proving your hypothesis, or if the business gains are too small to pay for the effort it takes to gather and process the data, then stop. But don't just hoard data. Thank you for listening to Beneficial Intelligence, a weekly podcast with stories and pragmatic information for CIOs and other IT leaders. If you like the content, please spread the word. If you have comments, please get in touch. My contact information is in the show notes. See you next week.